This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Atlanta almost celebrated an historic event last November. A massive Nobel Peace Summit was planned in the city. The event would have included heads of state and Nobel laureates like President Obama, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and activist Malala Yousafzai. But after millions of dollars raised, plans for the summit fell through. 11 Alive reporter Katie Beck has followed the story, and she joins me on the line. Hi there.
Hi.
First of all, why didn't the event, it was eventually moved to Spain, but why didn't it happen in Atlanta?
Well, I think there was a number of reasons why it fell apart, but I think ultimately the reason that it was relocated was because the city of Atlanta withdrew its support for the event. Kasim Reed was struggling to feel as though he had a full view of how the funds were being raised, and he had asked for further layers of transparency. The event organizer, Dr. Mohamed Bihan, did not wish to go that route. So the two of them sort of ended up in a standoff, and that's where things really unraveled.
And that relationship is still contentious at this point.
Yes, it certainly is. I think the mayor is still wanting to be repaid for the money that was put up by the city of Atlanta for the event, and that has not yet happened.
So do we have a total of how I know there have been a lot of claims of lack of transparency, but do we have a confirmed total of the amount of money raised?
Very little is confirmed because of the fact that no spreadsheets or accounting documents have ever really been produced. I've asked for them several times. I know that the mayor had asked for them during the process. We still have not actually seen an accounting statement from a bank, but according to Dr. Mohamed Bihan, about $1.3 million was the total amount that was raised for the event.
How did you get onto this story? Did you hear from donors themselves?
I did. Donors contacted me because they said it had been a substantial period of time had passed. For some people, it had been 2 years that they had donated a substantial money towards this event and had hoped it would be a big success. And then when it fell through, assumed that at some point they would be reimbursed. So they called me and asked me to investigate where the funds were and why they hadn't seen them returned yet.
And you actually had access to a letter that was received by a donor. What did that letter say?
Yes. Within the past few weeks, donors have received a letter, donors that attended a gala early on for this event. Basically, we're told that they were being offered a partial reimbursement. $101 was the amount for attending this gala. Now, the tickets to it were $500, so it is a partial refund, but that if they would sign on the line, accept the money, and no claims afterwards, then they would be reimbursed that amount.
So they got a letter that you had access to, so no idea how many donors this went out to, but it was offering them 1/20th of what they spent on the gala if they promised they were not going to pursue it any further.
Correct. Yes.
And we don't know how much the gala actually cost?
Those numbers, again, they're based on what Dr. Bihan is saying, that he believes it was, you know, there was expenses in terms of renting the venue space and obviously putting the gala on. So that is why he's returning the money on sort of a pro rata basis, because he says there were expenses incurred, and that's what that money is covering.
What kind of oversight is there for, I mean, obviously, if there's an organization that's organizing an event, then they have oversight either within the organization or whomever oversees that organization. But what kind of oversight was there for this particular event?
I think that's a good question. I think, and that was part of, Mayor Kasim Reed was feeling like there wasn't enough oversight. That was his contention, that there needed to be a more centralized accounting of what was happening. Now, the Atlanta Rotary Club was involved, and some very prominent people, as you stated, Jason Carter, Laura Turner Seidel, lots of good-minded people that really wanted this to work. But there didn't seem to be, enough sharing of information, enough transparency, and I think that's sort of where things broke down.
What about the corporate sponsors? What's happened with their agreements?
Well, the corporate sponsors have also received pro rata reimbursements, if you will. The Fulbright Association actually filed a lawsuit and settled that lawsuit to get part of their money back. The others have received partial amounts as well. Those numbers are part of settlement agreements, so no one's saying exactly how much they got back. But all of the sponsors, with the exception of the City of Atlanta, have been reimbursed. The Mayor Kasim Reed has said that he's not willing to accept the settlement amount that's being offered. So right now, they're sort of in a stalemate on that.
How much did the city spend?
$25,000. It actually came from the airport fund, but it's still city funds. So it's about $25,000.
So do we know if any of the funds that were raised for Atlanta actually ended up being used in Barcelona, Spain?
I don't believe that they were. The summit was moved to Barcelona, and that it was a completely separate process there to raise money.
So what questions do you have? If you were given unlimited access to the books, such as they are, what do you still need to have answered?
Well, you know, as an investigative journalist, I'm skeptical of anything that I can't verify. So I'd love to be able to take everyone's word when they tell me something, but I prefer to see numbers. And I still to this day would like to see exactly how much money went into that fund, exactly how much money went out of that fund, what the expenses were, how many donors gave money, how many donors are getting money back. And, you know, I think all of that information is pretty vague right now.
And what have you heard from the donors that contacted you? Are they satisfied with what they've heard so far? Or are they still upset?
No, I don't think they're satisfied. I think they're going to accept the offer for some of the money to be returned, because at this point they're skeptical that they're going to get anything back. But I do think most of them will sign and take the reimbursement as it is. I think, you know, they're obviously not thrilled about the fact that they spent much more than that initially. And I think it's a real sad story for Atlanta, because this was going to be a world-class event and could have really put the city on a center stage that, you know, would have brought so much good attention. And as you said, you know, former presidents come, the current president was planning to come, you know, celebrities. It brings a lot of, you know, good publicity to Atlanta, and all of that was sort of washed away.
What are the next steps? I know you mentioned that the mayor's office is still negotiating to see how much of their $25,000 they'll get back, but it sounds like a lot of these other things are sort of private agreements and settlements. Will it ever move into a more official capacity in terms of an investigation?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I think that the mayor is trying to recoup the full amount. I don't think that that he's willing to take anything less than that. That's my intuition speaking there. But I think that he feels very strongly that the city should be reimbursed fully. As far as an investigation, you know, I don't think that there will be, frankly. I think this will probably just continue to be sort of a sad story and kind of a black eye for the city, and that donors will have to probably take their losses.
From what you have heard from donors, I imagine that's frustrating. And I wonder if that's true, because basically they're being told to trust someone that 4/5 of their money for those who went to the gala was used in a credible capacity, and they have to take that statement on faith.
Yeah, and I think it hurts fundraising in the future in our city, because people feel that when they give that money, it's for a certain purpose, and that they expect that purpose to come to fruition. They never expected that they were going to be donating towards a cause that was going to fall apart. I think that most of them had a lot of faith in this event, and they had they're humanitarians, they're advocates, they're community organizers, they're people that really advocate for peace and justice and want to see good things happen. So I think they had good intentions, and I think it really does sort of scar people from giving again when they've been misled.
But is this as far as you can take the investigation, Katie?
No, it's not. fortunately, I will keep asking questions, and I will. The one piece that's so largely unresolved is that tax money that was given from the city of Atlanta, from the airport, from the mayor, and see how that resolves. When I spoke to Mayor Reed about this, he said that they had obviously considered taking legal action, but with the cost of you know, pursuing that outweigh the amount that they would get back in return? That's sort of what they're trying to decide. Would it be, you know, a good decision to move forward with the lawsuit if they're not going to make their money back? So I think he's probably weighing those options now, but we plan to stay on it.
Katie Beck is a reporter for 11 Alive News. Katie, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.